Counsel for Burns men call on grand jurors to testify. The Atlanta Journal, Wednesday, 27th January, 1915. Page 1, Column 1. Effort will be made to impeach C.B. Ragsdale and R.L. Barber in subornation of perjury. Case to air methods used in getting affidavits. 11 jurors obtained to try Lahan, Tedder, and Thurman on charge. Growing out of Frank case. Attorneys for Dan S. Lahan, Arthur Thurman, and C.C. Tedder, charged with subornation of perjury in the Frank case, have summoned 8 or 10 members of the present Fulton County grand jury for the purpose of impeaching, by their testimony, Reverend C.B. Ragsdale and R.L. Barber, who made the famous affidavits which resulted in the charges. In these affidavits, Ragsdale and Barber swore they overheard a Negro answering Jim Conley's description, confessed to another Negro that he had killed a white girl, presumably Mary Fagan, in the National Pencil Factory. Subsequently, they repudiated the affidavits and made affidavits swearing they were paid to make the first ones. The indictment of Lehan, Thurman, and Tedder, who were instrumental in working up the first affidavits, followed. Solicitor Hugh Dorsey has presented several indictments to several grand juries against Lehan, Thurman, and Tedder, each new set of indictments taking the place of those previously presented, his purpose being to perfect the indictments and make them proof against technical points which he anticipated the defense might raise in demurrers. Each time the solicitor has gone before the grand jury, he has taken Ragsdale and Barber with him as witnesses to swear as to the methods employed by Lahan, Thurman, and Tedder in procuring their affidavits. They were recently before the present grand jury. One of the questions the grand jurors will be asked when the lawyers for the defense undertake to impeach Ragsdale and Barber is what impression Ragsdale and Barber made upon them in testifying as to the circumstances upon which the solicitor bases his subornation of perjury charges. 2 more jurors were secured Wednesday morning, making 11 in all that have been secured. The 2 are A.R. Dyer, treasurer of the Georgia Fire Insurance Company, and Eugene V. Haynes, the well-known Atlanta jeweler. The 9 jurors secured Tuesday are C.V. Logan, R.F. Mobley, Dr. J. A. Wise, John Peacock, W. A. Simpson, Claude Williamson, Rosser F. Jordan, A. H. Kane, Curtis S. Buford. After exhausting a panel of 14 veneermen to get the 2 jurors secured Wednesday morning, the court took a recess until more veneermen could be summoned. 15 or more were exhausted without result, and shortly after 11 o'clock, the court took another recess until 1 o'clock to summon still another panel. Among the veneermen summoned Wednesday morning was Werner M. Jeffries, who was a member of the jury that convicted Leo M. Frank. He was accepted as a juror by the state, but was struck by the defense. Out of the 25 citizens whose names were drawn from the jury box during the noon recess, 9 were found by the deputy sheriffs and brought into the court, and out of these 9, not a single juror was secured. Judge Hill thereupon adjourned court for the day and drew from the jury box 25 more names, giving the deputies instructions to round up as many of these possible by Thursday morning. The courtroom was filled with spectators Wednesday. Every seat was taken, and a crowd stood around the doors, waiting to secure every seat that was vacated.